At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast.
People are about to get butthurt now because Kelly has his NBA tiers, and I wanted to go over them and dissect them. First, we'll begin at the bottom with the pretenders. You think the Warriors, who look like pretenders today in Boston, fair. The Lakers, who blew a lead to Denver, fair. I think the other two are not pretenders, the Timberwolves and the Cavaliers. Why are you not buying either of them right now?
A little bit of same thing going on both sides. Championship experience, questionable there. I love Donovan Mitchell. I love Anthony Edwards. You have some bigs on this team that I think that teams are going to be able to scheme against, take some of them off the floor. You're not, which might be a good thing for the Cavs right now. One of the few things they've had an issue with is figuring out how to really play Mobley and Allen effectively together on the court at the same time. So who knows? Maybe that's actually a good thing for them. But you're going to have some teams that are going to be able to scheme these double bigs off the court, and you get that in Cleveland. You get that in Minnesota. And as much as I love the pieces on both of those teams, what they do defensively is great, but the bigs are such a large part of what they do defensively. And if you are able to screw them up with what they're able to put on the court, Dustin, it changes the whole identity of the team, and I think it makes it way more difficult. We saw that last year. I was very high on the Cavs last year when they had the Knicks in the first round. We saw the Knicks dismantle them, partially because they were able to do that, and then they just flat out rebounded the Cavs, which nobody saw coming. So that's why I have concerns with those two teams. Lakers, Warriors, it's been a hot topic throughout the entire season.
But if I was going to force you, who would you believe in more, Minnesota or Cleveland?
That's a great question.
Because, look, defense travels. They both defend. Minnesota's the best defensive team in the league.
In a vacuum, who I believe in more, because I'm taking the conference question away, because who do I think could go further would be Cleveland, just because Eastern's conference is easier. Okay. I probably still believe in them a tad more, too, just because and this is so tough to say because I love Anthony Edwards, but give me Donovan Mitchell over Anthony Edwards if we're going to the playoffs and we're talking about winning championships.
I think that's fair at this point. I mean, Edwards is still pretty young.
At this point in his career, exactly.
All right, let's move to the hopeful section of Kelly's NBA tiers. The Nuggets at the top, the Clippers, the Bucks, the Thunder, the Suns, the Knicks and Sixers, but you have asterisks, assuming it says because they need to be healthy.
Yeah, this is just all injury related. I am definitely part of the group, Dustin, that thinks that there are more teams live in the East than just the Celtics, but there's some things we need to see happen here first. The Knicks got to get healthy, but what you saw in that brief sample size of when they were healthy was scary.
Yes.
And we were kind of joked about the Chargers earlier. Dustin, this was finally my year to be on Team Knicks. And now it's like, it's no fun right now when everybody's hurt and they're falling apart in front of our eyes.
I'm a Knicks fan and I have a lot of concerns right now.
Okay.
One, the OG Anunoby thing began as he has an elbow issue. He's going to miss one game.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? He's out again. Hey, he's questionable, but might play. And now he's out for a month with surgery on his elbow. Two, I don't know if Julius Randle is coming back.
I know.
And I can't understate how important he is, especially now with some added scoring and some of the isolation he can get, because you have Bogdanovich stretching the field. You have DiVincenzo coming into his own.
The pitch, not the field.
It's, it's there's just so much to like about a healthy Randle.
There really is.
And I don't know if he's ever returning. Mitchell Robinson should return.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. I think that's massive.
We never talk about the rest of these top teams like you're missing three of your starters.
Yes.
Three of your best players. And the other part that never gets addressed with Julius Randle is how good he is on both sides of the court. His defense is needed, and we've seen it time and time again and be questioned at times, but he's the guy that usually the Knicks throw at. They throw at Giannis. They throw at some of the big threats in the Eastern Conference for him to guard. So that's huge. I think Sixers... Well, that's a team we're finally hearing some things on.
But here's the thing about them. You could get a good price right now over at DraftKings on them to win it all or win the East just because Embiid's not healthy.
Yep.
That's the type of risk bet I'm willing to take and lose on.
Absolutely.
Because if he's back with the addition, he has yet to play with Buddy Hield.
Yep.
And Buddy Hield has been awesome since they fired him.
Yep.
So you put him on the court, there's more depth, and he's just such a force. I don't know if they're winning it all, but winning the East is absolutely a possibility because – look, the team you have alone in the championship contenders, I don't care how good they look today. I don't care how good they look tomorrow. It's one of those deals where I have to see it to believe it.
It's fair.
They come up short an awful lot when it matters.
It's fair. Dustin, I'm telling you, as soon as that little notification comes across my phone that Joel Embiid's back, it will be an instant bet on the Sixers to win the East.
10-1 to win the East right now at DraftKings. I think it's great value. Are you the only thing I want to push back on you on?
Yeah.
Are you sure the Nuggets are only in the hopeful section and not in the championship contenders?
Well, see, when we originally did this, Caesar, last week or 2 weeks ago, I'm not sure, I had the Clippers up there. Clippers have been stumbling a bit here, though, so I had to move them back. Wasn't willing to put the Nuggets up there yet just because I think the West is so crowded. Nuggets, Clippers, Thunder, and even if the Suns are able to get some guys get some guys back here and be healthy, watch out. And the Bucks are definitely not out of it either. But I hear you. You anybody wants to push back and say the Nuggets, Clippers should be in that top tier, I'm not going to argue.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.